Well, that's right. Burned down one night and,
the bond,
and burned her up. Couldn't find the head. Sure. My romance. They fired the, maybe it was a coach or something, and he breathed revenge. Anyway, one night about 3 or 4 o'clock, the Burham's stable burned, and we all rushed around there. Mm-hmm. We were young, we were teenagers, had a beautiful fire. All they could do in those days was save the house, so the Burham's house was saved across the street. The house, by the way, is still there. It's on the southwest corner of Walton Way and John's Road.
Oh, yeah.
That's around the corner.
Yeah.
Remember Bill Claflin? He prowled around the ashes, they found his body, and there wasn't any head. Hmm. And Bill said, well, this man had been fired. He'd been at odds with his wife. Did he come back the day of the night and killed his wife and cut off her head and set the barn on fire to conceal the crime? And so Bill said, I'll tell you what he did. He started running, soon found the barn was on fire. He had the head in his hand. After some time, he said, oh my goodness, what am I going to do with this head? So he stopped and dug a hole and put it in there. So we scoured the whole neighborhood finding some freshly buried head.
I'll imagine that.
Did you ever hear that, Dan?
No.
That was Bill Claflin right across the street from me at that time, remember? What's his name? Lee's?
Where did he live? Oh,
yeah, we organized a posse.
Really?
Made all the backyards all there where this man could have run and buried the head. Never found the head. You never heard that?
No, I never heard that.
Now it's true. I bet the head's right there now. What happened to the head? Anyway, go ahead and ask questions.
They used to have public executions here, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Hangings. I don't know if they're public or not. I guess they were back in the early part of the 19th century. Always were. No reason why.
Uh-huh.
No reason why Augustus should have it private.
Yeah. When was the last one? Do you know? Do you have any?
Nice hanging here.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Not within 30, 40 years, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
Seems to me I remember it. I remember when we kept every once in a while. I was young. But then after that electric chair, which is in Milledgeville, and a man is going to be executed, he'd be sent to Milledgeville for electric chair. Mm-hmm. But I suppose it had hangings up in the 1920s, maybe. That was so no.
Into the 20s. After, between the wars there, but not after that.
Yeah, man. I was reading a book, from diaries of a Dr. Holmes down in Liberty County. He wrote from, 1820s, 30s, and 40s through there. Some say right there. Excellent book. But he spoke about public hangings, where the four men, four slaves had killed the master on the island there on the coast of Georgia, and they captured them and brought them and described the trial and a few things. It was a very sensational thing. And they had the public hangings, how the big crowd gathered around, let's say 1830 or 40. And I imagine the same thing took place here.
Yeah. Let me see. Then, if you had a stables, then people kept horses. They kept cows. Did they?
Yes,
they
always had cows.
Did they keep other animals?
Chickens.
Chickens always.
Have chickens on the Denny Hill. Butler go out and chase them, grab them, turn around, look out. He's fascinated me seeing killed chickens. You all did the same thing in your house, didn't you?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, talking about the major menage. See, the major lived there, we lived here, and in his backyard, see, his house was built just after the war. There's a house for the coachman, a house for the laundress. She shared it with the cook. No, the cook. The cook's little house was right there in the rear. That was that close. It hadn't been moved. And right across the fence is another house. Then there's a workshop. They're all together about 5 two-room houses, which were built in 1866-67, and the stable, and the where they had, they only had three horses, two for the carriage.